This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Jefferson County School District will close 16 elementary schools beginning next school year. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
Declining enrollment and rising costs were the major factors in the Jeffco Public School Board's decision to close the schools. After the vote, Superintendent Tracy Dorland expressed regret in making the recommendation.
It is a big impact on our school communities, and it's a big impact on our entire district. And I feel a great deal of responsibility to support the impacted communities.
15 schools will close and consolidate with other schools at the start of next school year, except for one, which will merge the following year. Jeffco isn't the only district dealing with school closures in the metro area. Denver Public Schools has 5 schools on the chopping block. Its board will vote on those closures next week. Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The State Board of Education has voted to restore references to marginalized groups in the state's social studies curriculum. That includes Native Hawaiians, Pacific Islanders, LGBTQ groups, and others as part of standard history classes and civics. The measure also includes teaching about genocides, including in Rwanda, Bosnia, and the Holocaust. Majority Democrats on the board voted in favor of the teaching standards. An equity group from Washington State is hoping to expand on data from district attorneys in Colorado that highlights how prosecutors handle cases. CPR's Lucretia Wembley has more.
Prosecutors representing more than half the state's population recently released new data that showed racial biases in how they offer plea deals, who gets probation, and other disparities. Prison reform advocate Anthony Powers visited students at the University of Denver to discuss a similar program that he founded. It's called the American Equity and Justice Group, and their data goes a bit further than what DAs unveiled here. The public can click on any judge's name and see how sentencing is handled based on race, gender, and other factors. The group would need at least $700,000 to launch the website here. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
This is CPR News.